I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home Team Real Estate Team, and this is our real estate podcast for the Mid-Atlantic area. I love asking layman's questions to Jay. So, Jay, got a buddy of mine, contractor, buying homes, fixing them up, flipping these houses, making a profit. Does that person need a real estate license?
No, not at all. What we find, though, is a lot of people that are doing the flipping, some of them opt to get their real estate license, to be very honest, because they think that they can save on the commission, at least on the buy side. They can use, you know, they can represent themselves in the purchase and use that to offset some of their closing help. And we have other investors we work with that don't have their license, and they use us, or we have, I've got a friend, a really close friend, who's a builder. And she does, you know, her and her husband do building from dirt to, you know, a finished home to buying homes and tearing them down and redoing them, or just, you know, gutting the inside and clearing them out. She's licensed, and she doesn't even represent herself or her husband. She hires us to do it.
Well, what about if I'm driving down the road and I see a house for sale, Middletown, three bedroom, blah, blah, $25,000 or whatever, how many thousand dollars sold as is by owner. Does that person need a real estate license? Does there have to be an agent involved on any part of that transaction?
No, there doesn't. You know, it's funny because we've had situations where we've had clients that want to purchase for sale by owners. And if they're our buyer client, we'll reach out to the seller to see if they're okay with having us represent our buyers in the transaction. And most of them are, because, you know, honestly, they're looking to try and save some money. So they think, oh, I don't have to pay a commission, or I'll only pay half a commission. The funny thing is, though, again, if you're a seller and you are going to work with an agent on the buy side, you know, I really wouldn't want to have a pro negotiating against you. And, you know, a National Association of Realtors shows that homes that are for sale by owners actually sell for, you know, 10% or more less than what they would with a realtor. So they're losing anyway. You know, there's a commission, but the commission isn't a 10% off of what the sales price is, where you're finding a lot of these people that are doing it on their own are actually selling their homes for less. And then there's a lot of liability associated, because even though you're not a realtor, there are forms that you're required by the state of Maryland to use about disclosures, about lead, about now deferred water and sewer, about lease items. And if you don't do those, you're opening yourself up to liability of getting sued later for non-disclosure.
What about when somebody calls you for the first time? Can they ask you, is it right protocol? Can they say, well, what's your commission on my house going to be?
Yeah, when we sit down and meet with people, we go into all of that, and we explain, you know, this is what we've earned as we sell your house. And part of that, we explain our entire marketing plan, which you've been talking about for years. I mean, we handle the professional photographers. It's not me or one of my agents in there snapping photos with their phone or with a nice camera. We have nice cameras, but in today's world, these professional photographers have all these techniques that they use to make things look amazing and wonderful. You know, the staging. We're not going to come in and tell you, you need to move this, you need to do that. We hire professionals to come in, and, you know, they get paid a portion out of our commission to be able to give our sellers the advice of what needs to be done. And like I said, we have no problem explaining. We sit down with people what that is. Most people, you know, we've had people say, we didn't know if we could afford you, and they're shocked when we go over the details with them about, you know, what the cost is to hire us.
When someone calls you and they're going to buy or sell a house, obviously you're coming into a big relationship with somebody. You're going to be communicating a lot. Do you need to set parameters? What time can you call me? Is it just going to be on phone? Is it going to be on text? Are you going to post my house on Facebook or on social media? Do these things have to be cleared up before you go on with a relationship?
Oh, absolutely. We joke with people and tell them it's like a marriage. You know, because we are going to be communicating, we are going to be involved with them, and, you know, there's a couple things that can happen when we meet with people. The first thing is we could decide that the relationship doesn't make sense for us, so we might not take them on as a client. Option two is they might not be able to think that a relationship can work with us, and they might not want us to be their agent. Or three, we like each other and we decide we're going to work together, have this relationship, and make it happen. And yeah, if you're hiring us to sell your home, there's an entire specific checklist of what's required, what's not required. Do you want your home on social media? Do you want it on Zillow? Do you want it on these sites? We tell everyone, let us do our job. Let us put it everywhere we can, because our job is to get you the most exposure to get your home sold. That answers that question. And you had some as I'm thinking of the other questions you had, what was the social media, what was the other?
Social media, phone, text.
Can you
call any time of the night?
Yeah, it's funny. Normally, we have a parameter that we set with them of, hey, when don't you want us to contact you?
I see.
But Christina, all the time, it'll be 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday, and she's texting away with some of your listeners and her clients. And I'm like, who are you texting at 11 o'clock? Oh, it's the Joneses. You know, they had questions about this, about their contract. They had questions about this. We try to be as responsive as possible. So, no, once you hire us, we're there for you. That's what we are earning our keep. We are doing our job. And when you have questions, we're going to be there for you. And yes, it could be email, text, phone. It's whatever's convenient. We actually have a form that we say, what is the best time that you want us to contact you? Do you want us to text you or do you not want us to text you? Would you prefer to be spoken to on the phone? Would you prefer email? And in today's world, I'm still sort of old-fashioned. I like to have a conversation. But what we find is most of our clients like texting or email. So it's our job to accommodate them. So we ask, hey, what's the best way you want us to communicate with you? And we follow the suit in that means of communication.
Does somebody have to be ready to have a stranger come look at their house pretty much 24/7? You always have to be ready for this if you're serious about selling your home?
Yeah, we use electronic lock boxes. And with those, it's not 24/7. There's actually a security feature. They don't work before 9 a.m. and they do not work after 9 p.m. And when people, if they have animals, there's different things. But, speaking very broadly, we tell everyone to be prepared between 9 a.m., 9 p.m., 7 days a week with a one-hour notice that your house could be shown.
And so that'll be a stranger coming into your house, a serious buyer looking at your house. Does the client have to be there, or have you worked that out? Look, you know, I'm coming in. Christina's coming in. We'll take care of the place.
Yeah, what happens is, they should not be home. And typically it might be an agent from our team that's showing it or any other agent at any brokerage. The beauty of it is we have these cards, and the cards have PIN numbers, and that's how you can get into the lockbox.
Interesting. I've seen these boxes. I always wondered how that worked.
Yeah, it's a magic little card with a 4-digit PIN, so if an agent drops it, it's not like someone can go randomly running around and putting them into lockboxes and getting keys. They're pinned just like the same as your ATM card.
These open houses where that home is going to be open on this Sunday and everybody knows this home is going to be open and people think, I want to go see what that house looks like. Do you guys work that out with somebody? We're going to have an open house this weekend. The response has been slow. This is going to get it done.
It's funny you say that. In close to 13 years, I think we've sold 2 homes at open houses. So we tell people they're not necessary. If they want them, we will schedule them for them. But it's not something that we push because realistically, you can't control who's coming in the house. And most serious buyers have an agent and will schedule a time to come in, between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. They don't need an open house to come in to see it. You don't know if those people are qualified, if they have an agent, if they've even talked to anyone financing, or if they're just nosy neighbors trying to get, ideas of decorating or what your house looks like.
Well, I know my beloved mother, God rest her soul, her and her friends would go just to snoop around to see what that house looked like. They always wanted to see what was in it and how it was decorated. No interest in buying the house.
I will tell you, there's certain areas that we've been in and we've had homes, and people will do this, new construction or resale, on Sunday after church.
It's like
a caravan, going to look at these houses to get cookies, to get snacks, to get bottles of water, and to get decorating ideas.
Home of the week.
Home of the week. This is actually one of your listeners. This is a great house in Hagerstown. Now, this is a perfect house for someone who is a car enthusiast. It has lots of garage space, one car attached garage, 3-car detached garage, place for all your toys. It's a rancher. Listed at 250, it's 12901 Cathedral Avenue. And if you're not into cars, it's got a great corner lot, it's fenced yard, great sunroom, mostly finished basement, and above grade, it's, 2,100 plus square feet on little over a third of an acre.
Good price.
Good price, and like I said, if you're into the cars, this is your house. I'm telling you, plenty of place for the toys.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
With our Mid-Atlantic Real Estate Podcast. Thanks for listening.